Trent Merrin's on the line. Morning, Trent.
Good morning, guys.
Now, the Panthers tonight, big game.
Very big game. I think we've prepared for it all week. We know that the Doggies are going to come out firing. I think they've been under the spotlight the last few weeks. And I know myself as a player, if that was happening at my club, I'd be pretty fired up for it. So, the boys are ready for the big match tonight.
Trent, when you say ready, a five-day turnaround, we read with great interest, only one field session. That was the captain's run. So it's a bit of a freshen up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's always good when you get a bit of time off your feet, especially in the season, how big it is, especially this end of the season too. So, the boys they're all fresh now from last weekend, and we're back at home again, so the boys are excited.
Now, that's changed significantly, I think, in the last couple of years about this recovery, because in the
smarter,
old days, you train, you'd have a day off, and then you train. But there's so much more that goes into sports science now and trying to get the players up on the day.
Yeah, there is. You've got the cryo machines. I think I've been in there twice a day trying to get this knee right.
Does it work?
I think it just depends on the person. I feel it works.
Yeah, sure.
You jump in minus 100 and something degrees, I think it's got to do something right for the body. So, I think it just comes down to the individual. But, yeah, we've got great staff here at the club that really look after us. We do yoga sessions and cryo sessions and hot and cold. So, we try and leave no stone unturned. And they've definitely done that this week. It's a short turnaround and we've got a big pack against the Dogs.
Before we move on to other issues in league, Trent, how is the knee, and give us a bit of a guidance about when you'll be back?
Yeah, it's coming along really well. All the swelling's gone out of it now, which is going pretty quick. So hopefully that shades a few days or a week off it. But the staff are looking at around 25 against the Dragons. I'm pushing for round 24, so we'll see who gets to it quicker.
Well, let's hope that you're right, mate. Is there a fear that maybe you're going to be one game shy?
Nah, not at all. We're not looking at that. We're not trying to look too far ahead.
Okay.
I keep saying that. It's 1 week at a time. I think if we just concentrate on getting our results done, we can't control the rest. So unless we know what that we've done, everything we possibly can at the back end of this year to put ourselves in a good position to make the semis.
We saw Matty Moylan go off last match with a hamstring injury. How's that progressing?
Yeah, it's coming along well. I think he probably pushed it a bit last week. He probably should have had another week off. Mm. But, he wanted to put the team first, and he didn't. And he played extremely well and got a good try there for us as well. So, but he tweaked it when he did make that break. So, set him back a little bit. But, like I said, we've got great staff there to get him on track. I think he'll do everything he can this week to hopefully put himself in a good position next week. But if not, he'll probably have one more week off.
Yeah, young Tyrone May will fill in there in the 5/8 position. You could see the pain on Matty's face when he's trying to get over to score that try as well. But he did get the ball down. It was a good performance. Trent, I don't know whether you're up to date with this one. It's just a study that's come out of the US of A regarding concussion. And it's a big issue in the game of rugby league as well. 99% of former NFL players have shown signs of some sort of brain tumour, quite clearly due to head knocks, 110 out of 111 NFL players have shown some trauma. And, of course, these examinations are all done as autopsies, Trent, after the players passed away. What sort of fear do you sort of have as a player?
I don't think you go into any game fearing a head knock. I think you prepare the best you possibly can to stay away from these sort of injuries, whether it's a head knock or something to do with the body that injures yourself in the game. I think you don't go into any game thinking about injuries. All the preparation is all confidence and getting your body right to be able to put up with these collisions that we have in the game. But those statistics are pretty scary.
Yeah.
Look at it, take a step away from being a professional athlete and looking at these statistics, it is pretty scary. And it just goes to show why we are trying to get a genuine partnership in the game. Mm. I think when you look at things like this, we are putting our bodies at risk, and it's a constant battle week in, week out.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think you hit the nail on the head there with, you do put your bodies on the line every week, and there's no question that you know, some of the shots you see you guys take, well, you deserve every dollar you get.
It's a tough one to get across to them. Can we get them on the line too?
Are you across this? How close are you to the negotiations, Trent? Are you across the green strapping that we're going to see on the players and this act of solidarity between the players this weekend?
Yeah, if I had the answer, I'd give it to you. But hopefully we're getting really close. It's dragged out too long, I reckon. I don't see why there is a hold up. Like, if they look at it as we're trying to benefit it with ourselves, which we are, of course, as players, what we just talked about, it is a brutal game that we play, and I feel that we do deserve everything we possibly can in this game. But there's got to come with rules as well in that to promote a good image for the game, which every player intends to do. Yeah, it is. It's frustrating, but I feel that we're getting closer. Where the RLPA are doing a great job there, pushing forward with the green bands this weekend to push that battle. But the biggest picture is that I feel with it all is that it's not about the current players or it's all about the future of the game. You've got parents taking their kids to junior rugby league games every weekend, making sacrifices for them to eventually, hopefully one day, see their kid playing for their favourite club at NRL level. And what we're trying to do now is that when their kids come into the game, they're in a way better position than what we are, and they don't have to battle things that we're trying to push for now.
Good on you, Trent. We do thank you. So we can rule out complacency as an issue for the Panthers tonight against the Bulldogs. They're on notice.
Most definitely.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Trent, we always thank you for your time, mate, and hopefully that speedy recovery. We look forward to hopefully seeing you back in round 24 if you're right and 25 if the doctors are right.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Trent Merrin there, injured at the moment for the Panthers. They're in action tonight. I'll check these odds, but roughly about $1.27 the Panthers up against the Bulldogs, $3.75. In fact, they're $1.42 now. $1.42 up against the Bulldogs, $2.85.